And welcome back. The method by which appellate court judges in Missouri are selected under what's called the nonpartisan court plan would be changed with passage of Amendment 3 on Tuesday's ballot. Basically, it allows the governor to select a majority of the members of the commission that nominates appellate court judges. Joining me to discuss it, William Ray Price, former Chief Justice of the Missouri Supreme Court, who is now with the Armstrong Teasdale Law Firm. He opposes Amendment 3. Senator Jim Lemke of South St. Louis County supports it. Gentlemen, thanks so much for being with us. As we've started all of these conversations, and Judge Price, I'll start with you this time, make your case for your position on Amendment 3.
Well, Missouri was the first state in the nation to remove its judges from partisan politics. That was in 1940. That's why it's called the Missouri Plan. It served our state well for over 70 years. It's been copied in one form or another by more than 30 states across the nation. We haven't had any scandals. We haven't had any corruption. We haven't had any unqualified judges. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. The proposed Amendment 3 is an attempt to remove the checks and balances of an independent nominating commission made up of three lawyers, three ordinary citizens who cannot be lawyers, and their chief justice, to give all that power to one political office, the governor, who would then both nominate and appoint new judges. No checks, no balances, back to pure partisan politics, just like in the old Pendergast days. It's a bad idea for the people of Missouri, who want fair, independent, impartial judges, not political puppets. That's why almost all of the major newspapers in the state have opposed this amendment. The St. Louis Post said, "The reality of this plan is that wealthy Republican donors want more influence in selecting Missouri judges." The Springfield News Leader, a Republican area, says this is a bad idea. The Joplin Globe, another Republican area, says we don't want judges who are bought and paid for in Missouri, and we don't want Constitutional Amendment 3 to go into effect. The Southeast Missourian warned the solution could open up a new can of political worms. The Columbia Daily Tribune said the Missouri plan is designed to inject a fair degree of independent input into judicial selection while still giving the governor a fair degree of final control. It need not be changed. Vote no on the amendment. The Kansas City Star said voters should show their support for the integrity on the bench by rejecting Amendment 3, and they should let it be known that Missouri courts are not for sale. That's not what I'm saying. That's what newspapers all across the state are saying. It's a bad idea, and we ought not to have it.
Senator?
Thank you, Don, and thank Judge Price for coming out. He is certainly a servant of the people and is very well respected by myself, my colleagues, and all of the state of Missouri. This is an issue, Don, that has come before the legislature for a number of years prior to my coming to the legislature. And it's an issue that's been debated in the legislature as far as changing or tweaking the Missouri plan. There have been all types of bills introduced that would make changes to our plan here in Missouri. And although it has been a model over the years to other states, certainly many of those states have changed their plan over the years. Now, the piece of legislation that passed out of the General Assembly, and by the way, this is the first time that a piece of legislation has actually ever passed out of the Judicial Committee of the Senate on this issue. And the idea that the changes that are proposed are very modest. And the concern that many have across the state, either in the legislature or those that are proponents of changing the Missouri plan, is that proper checks aren't in place when it comes to seating judges on our highest courts in Missouri. Matter of fact, out of the 114 counties, Most of our judges are elected across the state. I've never been a proponent of electing Supreme Court justice and appellate court justices. But I do believe that the best plan that we could put forth would be the plan that we've used at the federal level for 230-plus years, where the president appoints and the Senate confirms. That's worked very well for our nation. Matter of fact, I've proposed that bill over a number of years. But here we're talking about restoring a check between two branches. As a matter of fact, the legislative branch is still out of the equation. This change to the Missouri plan would only have the governor be accountable for being a check on the judicial branch. Currently, there is no check, Don. And currently, the process is controlled, as the judge mentioned, by a commission whose majority members, four of the members, are lawyers. So actually, who controls the judges on the in the high courts on the bench? Lawyers do. The same lawyers that argue their cases in front of those judges. And this change would actually allow for the people of Missouri to hold someone accountable. Who would that someone be? The governor. And the governor then would be held accountable for, because he would be placing four people on that commission of seven, and then he also would have the slate of nominees put before him. So we, the people, could actually hold the governor accountable. Currently, we, the people, can't hold anyone accountable because we have unelected lawyers making the decision on who our judges will be.
You don't feel that would politicize the process?
There is no process that is not political. The current process is very political. Ask some lawyers as far as how they politic, as far as who will be the commissioners on this commission. And it is very political. You know, not many lawyers will come out publicly and say that, but I've certainly had a great number over the years tell me that the way they campaign to be one of these commissioners is just, it's almost amazing.
Judge?
Well, I think one of the things that has confused me about the people that oppose the Missouri plan is what proposal they're making at any given time to change it. You notice that Jim talks about his favorite idea being to go to the federal plan. That's not what's in front of the ballot or in front of the voters now on the ballot. It's a specific plan here to give the governor control of the nominating commission. Senator Lemke talks about how it will restore a balance of power between the branches of government. I don't know how it does that at all. What it does is change the nominating commission of judges. I think the main complaint by Senator Lemke, I think what he said was he didn't like four lawyers being able to vote in a seven-member commission. Three of the people are lawyers. They are people who might appear before the court and argue a case. But the other is the Chief Justice. The Chief Justice isn't a lawyer anymore, and the Chief Justice isn't going to appear before the court to argue the case. The Chief Justice is there to look at the system from above the point of view of lawyers, what's good for all of Missouri courts, and the plan takes the Chief Justice off the nominating commission. If that's your idea of solving the problem of too many lawyers, it's a bad idea. It is also interesting that the new plan that's proposed removes the prohibition on the governor's appointments being lawyers. So now all of the members could be lawyers. Again, if that's the idea, to get lawyers out of control of the nominating commission, this is a bad way to fix it.
Senator?
The idea that the Chief Justice should be choosing who his colleagues are on the bench is unseemly. I don't think the people would like that if I was making the decision of who my colleagues were going to be in the Senate. And again, the piece of legislation that finally made it out of the Judiciary Committee in the Senate and actually passed off the Senate floor was not the ideal piece of legislation from my vantage point. I think that this is a step in the right direction. I think that it does lend to more accountability to the system. But, you know, as you can see, Don, even the proponents of this have not waged a campaign, you know, to support Amendment 3. I mean,
goes to show what a really bad idea it is. Yeah, even the proponents don't support it.
Well, Judge, you and I have worked through this process over the years. I think you've had a lot of good feedback, and you've been a good mediator in the process. We've tried to get legislation through the legislature. And, it's interesting. A number of the issues that you've talked about, Don, here over the last couple of days have been issues that have been stopped in the legislature. When you look at local control of the police department, you look at raising the cigarette tax, a number of these different issues, have come to the fore in the legislature but never made it through the process. So those proponents then, because of our constitution in Missouri, circumvent the legislative process. They can't get something done, and they go directly to the people. That's what's coming next on this issue. What's going to happen is the proponents of this are going to say, you know what? We're tired of the legislature, and we can't get something through the legislative process, so we're going to go directly to the people. And what they're going to go to the people with is elections of all judges. They've already polled it. It polls very well. And what they're going to do, if we can't take a simple step in the right direction, is they're going to say, we've had enough of the legislature. They can't get anything done on this issue. So we're going to go to the people, and we're going to go with election of all judges. I've never supported that, Don. I don't think it's a good idea. I don't think we should be electing our Supreme Court justices or our appellate court justices, because I agree with the judge.
Illinois has made
like
that
Illinois
point.
Has done, yeah. Right. So, but you know what? The people, the proponents of making some tweaks to the Missouri plan have had it with the legislature because they can't get anything through. And that's why they're not waging a campaign against this.
Well, I was going to say it might be instructive to our audience, not totally familiar with this, to explain why supporters have pulled back and pulled out of the campaign.
Well, first of all, because the Secretary of State's language is so convoluted, they just didn't believe that if they poured, a lot of their resources into this, that they could be successful. And I agree with that. I don't know if I'm the best proponent, of this Amendment 3 to have on your program today. I was glad to come down and help to describe the process and what we went through. And, what I introduced a bill for 7 years in a row of trying to change the Missouri plan and tweak it. This is the product that finally got out. And I agree with the judge. The judge and I agree on a lot of different things, like drug courts and that he has championed over the years. I don't think this is the best answer, on this piece of legislation. But I can tell you this. This issue is not going to come up in the Missouri Senate again next year. And it's going to go before the people through an initiative process.
Well, polls would indicate that it's going to be defeated rather handily from what I've seen.
Yes.
Judge, do you want to get in on that part of it? What do you see as being right or wrong with the ballot language?
Everybody complains about the ballot language that is submitted to the voters because everybody wants an advantage when that language is submitted. They want it to read more favorably one way or the other. The legislature had its chance to draft the language it wanted. That's part of the law. They could have made their own ballot language. They didn't. Now they're complaining about ballot language that was drafted by the Secretary of State and affirmed by two courts. My sense is that's kind of like the gang that can't shoot straight complaining when they shoot themselves in the foot.
Let me read that again.
Respond to that, Don. First of all, the part of the process of negotiations to get this piece of legislation out of the Senate was that it had to come out in the form that it was presented, okay? And any change to that would have killed the legislation. Second, I don't have a problem whatsoever with the first point that the Secretary of State puts out, but I think as you read this ballot language, it is making or trying to assume that you have to have all lawyers on the Commission of Seven.
Let me read it just so that folks know precisely what we're talking about. Shall the Missouri Constitution be amended to change the current nonpartisan selection of Supreme Court and Court of Appeals judges to a process that gives the governor increased authority to appoint a majority of the commission that selects these court nominees and appoint all lawyers to the commission by removing the requirement that the governor's appointees be non-lawyers? There are no estimated cost savings expected if approved by the voters. What's the problem with that?
Well, at first glance, I think it makes it look like that all the commissioners have to be lawyers under this change.
All right. Okay. Let's take a question here. When voters are asked to confirm judges at the polls, what should we base our decision on? This, of course, doesn't relate directly to what we're talking about here. What makes a good judge, and how do voters know if we are serving if we have one serving in the courts? This is a little off point, but while we're there and having just read it, Judge, let me put that to you.
One of the problems with being a judge is that justice is often in the eye of the beholder. I look at a lawsuit and I see what side I think ought to win as a normal person. But from a judge's point of view, you have to look at the evidence that's presented and the law. One of the interesting things about being a judge is half the people that come in front of you lose. Just by definition, it has to happen that way. Of the half that win, half of them don't think they won enough and don't think they should have been there anyway. So we're presented with a situation where we have about 75% dissatisfaction by those who come in front of us, and we just can't do much about that. No other business could survive in that. One of the things about the American people that is so wonderful is they have a lot of tolerance for justice if they believe the judge is fair and gave each side a chance to present their case. So what the Missouri Bar has done is they survey the lawyers who appear in front of the judges, the parties who appear in front of the judges, and jurors who are there watching the judge work to see if they all thought the judge was fair, impartial, made decisions in a timely manner. And then those surveys are published right before the elections. So if you want information about judges by people who have been in front of them, who have had their cases heard winning and losing, I think those Missouri Bar surveys are the best source of information.
All right.
Don, how this is related is the retention vote doesn't work. Over the 70 years that the Missouri plan has been in place, I think two judges have not been retained. And it's approximately 35% of all voters fall off when they get to the judges because we, quite frankly, don't know anything about them, all right? Yeah. And most people don't want to vote on something that they don't have any knowledge of. Now, the judge is right. I mean, I think that information over the last number of years, since there's been a little bit more discussion about this issue, I believe the bar has tried to do a good job of rating the judges and actually making that information available to voters. I mean, in our system, it's up to us to be vigilant, right? The people. I mean, we have to do our homework. And so I'm not blaming the judiciary, I'm not blaming judges, but the fact of the matter is the retention vote isn't a safeguard to make sure that that the judges that aren't doing their job are taken off the bench. And, you know, I would make the argument, I mean, we have a judge right now that went on vacation here in St. Louis and turned over a docket to her clerk. You know, let's see if this judge gets retained next time that judge is on the retention ballot.
As our time winds down, and to get back to the point, I'd like to return for the next minute or two to the "if it ain't broke, don't fix it" notion. That being that more than 30 states have used this as a model, our plan as a model, and Senator, you have said that some of them have tweaked that. But nonetheless, isn't that a fairly ringing endorsement of the Missouri plan that so many states have adopted it?
Well, you know, again, I believe the best model that can be put before us is the federal model. I believe that our founders intended for there to be checks between the branches, and I don't believe that the legislative branch and the executive branch have their proper checks on the judicial branch under this process. And matter of fact, the bill that I introduced a number of years ago would have taken the federal model and then added something that that's not in our federal constitution, and that would be an up or down vote from the Missouri Senate within a 60-day period so that judgeships couldn't be left open, which is going on in Washington, D.C., and has been going on with these partisan battles up there. But, you know, the idea of the executive appointing and the Senate confirming allows the checks that I believe our founders intended.
I wonder why you haven't been successful with this.
What
do your opponents tell you?
Why I haven't been successful? Yeah. Because the lawyers won't let it get through the General Assembly.
Back to the lawyers again, Judge Price.
Well, now that I'm one of them, I'm much more charitable to the lawyers. Yeah.
We have about a minute left.
Don't care for me much, I can tell you that.
We have about a minute left. I'll give you 30 seconds each to put a cap on this. I'll start with you, Senator Lempicki, because I began with the judge.
You know, again, I think that this is a less than perfect piece of legislation. I think that it is a step in the right direction. I certainly don't think it's the end all. I think that the way it's polling and the idea that the proponents aren't out supporting this, you know, I think that we the people need to have somebody that we can hold accountable. And the way our system works is that person is somebody that is that we elect. Okay, and I think that this at least takes a step in that direction.
Judge?
Well, you know, it would be wrong for me not to note those places Jim and I really agree. We agree that direct elections is the worst answer. And we agree that you ought to look at any plan and see if there's a good tweak for it, if there's something you can make it better. I think any tweak that would be good is one that takes judges farther away from political money and farther away from political influence. And this tweak is bad because it takes them closer to it by giving all the power to the governor, where there's one-stop shopping for those who want to buy judges.
Okay, we'll have to leave it at there. I want to thank you, Judge and Senator, for being with us on this program.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time. Join Steve Potter tomorrow for Cityscape, and he'll talk about a documentary film and exhibit exploring wildlife at the St. Louis Science Center. Monday on St. Louis on the Air, we'll talk with Senator Claire McCaskill about her campaign to retain her seat in the U.S. Senate. And looking ahead, we invite you to join us here at Grand Center next Wednesday at 11 as we take a look at the results of the election with a panel of political experts. Archived versions of past St. Louis on the Air programs available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org. This program is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer, with production assistance from Aaron Dorr and Ariana Tobin. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Special thanks to Greg Montanou, Terrence Dupuy, and Phil Donato for their assistance in this town hall meeting. Thank you all so much for listening. I'm Don Marsh.